Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, April 4th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Good news is coming from the Smart Train leadership. They're expecting a 7% ridership increase this year over 2019 pre-pandemic levels. General Manager Eddie Cummins made the announcement at a meeting of the Sonoma County Alliance. That would translate to 825,000 riders this fiscal year. The winners of the North Coast Wine Challenge have been announced. Best of the best went to Trentadue's 2021 La Storia Cuvée 32. Best Sparkling to Scharfenberger Cellars. Best White to Penny Royal Farms Pinot Trio. Rosé went to Imagery Estate. Over 1,000 wines were entered this year. A new California bill would potentially fine employers for repeatedly trying to get in touch with countries. The bill requires workers and their employees to enter into a written agreement that stipulates when non-working hours are. If the employer repeatedly tries to contact a worker during those hours, the law says employees can file a complaint with the State Labor Commission office, which may result in a fine for their boss. In sports, the Giants lost to the Dodgers 5-4. The A's fell to the Red Sox 1-0. The Warriors are at the Houston Rockets tonight. And your forecast, very cold for today with showers or thundershowers, even some hail. Look for a high of only 52 in Santa Rosa. Tonight, showers and thundershowers should continue. Lows in the 30s. The snow level around 3,500 feet. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, still with a chance of scattered showers. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallin.
Bavarian Tuning is your best local option for premium BMW and Mini service and maintenance. Your car requires unique care, and Billy Marr's Bavarian Tuning team knows these cars from bumper to bumper. Just ask Mary, one of our clients.
The Bavarian Tuning team has been taking care of my Mini for 5 years now, and they keep it in peak condition.
Bavarian Tuning, providing expert BMW and Mini repair services. 112 Commercial Court in Santa Rosa.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
A hero is somebody who puts others above themselves in a time of need.
Here at The Wolf, we ask, what does it take to be a hero?
I would say a hero is somebody strong that stands up for what they believe in, for what they know is right.
And because we all could use something positive in our lives, we now turn to you and ask, who should our next Sonoma County hometown hero be?
A hero is somebody who chooses love over fear.
A hometown hero can be of any age, man or woman, speak any language.
Un héroe puede venir de cualquier país.
So right now, go to our website at thewolf.fm.
A hero is someone who gives us courage, compassion, and hope.
Click on the link that says Redwood Credit Union for all that you love. And let us know who you think should be our next Wolf hometown hero.
All right, let's keep it rolling now. Here's Stevie Nicks and the Edge of 17 on 102.7. The Wolf.
Just like the wild wing dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing.
Oh, Jovi.
Hi, I'm Danny Serafin, formerly of Chicago.
This is Nancy Wilson from Heart. Tune your radio to 102.7. The Wolf.
Is coming to Grayson Resort and Casino in Rohnert Park, and we've got your tickets.
Come on, come on, new love, come on,
to win a pair of tickets to the show on Saturday, May 25th, text the keyword GRAND to 707-636-1027 when you hear. You'll be entered in the drawing for two tickets to see Grand Funk Railroad from your friends at 102.7 The Wolf.
Let's get another check on the commute. We are showing signs of picking up a little bit from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch. How we looking?
No major problems out there, but plenty of slow going on 101. Traffic is sponsored by Taco Bell. Southbound 101, a slow ride as you approach the county line, and that'll continue down to Olin Poly Park, and then it breaks, and then, of course, you'll find that usual delay in Novato from Roland Boulevard down to the Civic Center. Also, expect delays this weekend on Highway 12. They're doing some major work between Farmers Lane and Dutton Avenue, and overnight closures are scheduled through there as well. Taco Bell is introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu with a new Cantina Chicken Burrito, Quesadilla Bowl, and Tacos featuring their new slow-roasted chicken. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu today at participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with varies. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 the wolf.
While you were looking for yourself. your Wolf News Update on KWBF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, April 4th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Things are all clear this morning after Kenilworth Junior High School in Petaluma was placed on lockdown yesterday after a report of an explosion on campus. Police determined it was a firework that went off in one of the school's bathrooms. Some students evacuated to the blacktop, some sheltered in place until the all clear was given. A small number chose to go home. No injuries were reported. According to the Marin County Department of Agriculture, Weights and Measures, Safeway and Target stores continue to overcharge customers on some items, even after both companies paid fines in the past related to overcharging, according to a report by the SF Gate. In 2014, Safeway agreed to pay $2.25 million in a settlement after several counties accused it of overcharging customers. A year later, Target agreed to pay nearly $4 million in civil penalties. Petaluma police are seeking public assistance to find a teenager who went missing early Thursday morning. Anna Joy Higgins, who is 13, left her home around 2 in the morning with a small duffel bag. Police said she does not have a cell phone. Higgins is Hispanic, 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing about 180 pounds with black hair and hazel eyes. She is believed to be wearing a black hooded sweatshirt with white writing on it, black sweatpants, and a cross necklace. Anyone who sees her should contact the Petaluma Police Department. In sports, the Giants lost to the Dodgers 5-4. The A's fell to the Red Sox 1-0. The Warriors are at the Houston Rockets tonight. Your forecast, very cold with showers and thundershowers, possibly some small hail today. Look for a high of only 52 in Santa Rosa at best. Tonight, showers and thundershowers should continue. Lows in the 30s, the snow level around 3,500 feet. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, still cold with a chance of scattered showers. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa has been taking excellent care of patients for over 30 years.
There's such a difference between doing things to people and taking good care of patients. And I've been blessed in my practice to be surrounded by people who know the difference.
Dr. Chernoff likes to use the term your natural best when advising patients on what procedures to have.
Our nicest compliment is always to create their aesthetic improvement such that no one ever knows that they've had it done. And that means creating a natural appearance, never a done appearance, never a pulled appearance.
He not only trains doctors and nurses nationwide, but also ensures his staff receives training to the same high standards.
I am proud to be referred to as a pioneer in the field of aesthetics because we have been deeply involved in the research and development of many techniques, both non-surgical and surgical.